Good.
How are you?
I'm ready.
Good.
This is Karen Schumacher. I'm opening up the Bisbee Arts Commission meeting on Monday, January 14, 2019 at 5:36 p.m. We'll go ahead with roll call.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Here.
Laura Morgan.
Here.
K. Drew Wilkinson.
Here.
Bill Higgins.
Here.
Nina Williams. Here.
And then we'll go to call to the public. I would like to note that if you are here for a specific grant application, then you don't need to speak at call to the public. You'll have a chance when we go over the grants, all right? First things first, item one, unless there is a call to the public. Was there? Anybody? Or everybody's a grant applicant?
Okay.
Item one, approval of the minutes of December 3rd, 2018 meeting. They're in your packet. I think they should be right behind this. So if you guys want to look over that, see if there's anything you'd like to change.
Which one is it?
I vote we accept the minutes.
You moved
the last move to accept the minutes for the last meeting.
Seconded.
Kate seconded the approval of the minutes of December 3rd, 2018 meeting. All ayes?
Aye.
All right, let's do it. So, item two, this is how we're going to do it, if it's okay with you guys. First things first, I'm going to see if there's a representative here from each of these projects. One of the things that... It's been very hard for us to approve things when we don't have someone to ask questions to, which is why you're asked here tonight. So is there anyone here from Keep It Bisbee? And what my recommendation is that the ones that are not here, we table and give them one more chance. A dance history of Bisbee? Present for Return of the Turkey Vultures.
Right here.
I knew that was you. Aurora Brings Color into the World? The 2019 Tucson Symphony Concert, and Creative Clay. Okay, so we have five out of six.
Not bad.
Seven.
Six.
Six.
Perfect. This guy, is Nolan here?
He's not here.
And nobody's here from Community Chorus?
No, Chorus is here, and she's here.
Oh, there's
Clay's over here. So what we're going to do is, if it's okay, we'll just go through the list as it's ordered. And then we'll ask you to come sit with us at the table and see if any of the commission members have any questions about your project. Does that sound good?
Sounds fine.
So we'll start with Miss Rita.
Oh, sure.
A dance history of Bisbee.
Okay.
So I reviewed these grants. They should all be, they're probably in order in the back, right? I have it on my computer. Any seat you want to.
All right.
And it's nice because this is a lot less intimidating than having to come up to the podium.
I love the necklace.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the one. So what I'm going to ask first off is just give us a... I know we have it, we reviewed it,
yeah,
but just
sure.
Give us a brief synopsis. Just
sure. Well, it's based on Susan Wiley's vocal history of Bisbee. When I first got here, after being retired as a New York art teacher for 21 years, I was just listening to her CDs on the way to wherever I was going, and I thought, this is so great, I love it. And then I started thinking about, of course, I've been a dance teacher for most of my life, and an art teacher, and a performance artist. So I started thinking, and when I was in New York, that was all I thought about. I used to live in Bisbee 37 years ago, and I had a theater here. With Cato, actually, and Angelica. So I've always thought about coming back and working on another project here. So when I heard that, it was like, wow, I can do that. That would be fantastic. So I started thinking about how I could break it down, had some meetings with Susan. And so, I did bring my list. I broke it down into the different... the different aspects of the history, into the mining part, the diversity of the culture, the brothels. That's one that I didn't put on there, the deportation. So it's really a history of Bisbee then and now. And and so really I would break it down into probably about 8 scenes. I can bring in film and poetry. And so Bisbee then would be broken down into the things I've described in my list there. And then Bisbee now could be just about anything. And I've been working on talking to different people about what they might want to do in this. We had talked about doing poetry and performance. I've talked to other people about doing different, you know, it could be performance art. So the new then would be kind of set, but now could change quite a bit, you know, so I'm not quite sure yet with that.
I love it.
I'm still auditioning and thinking about people, and I'm giving out. I'm also going to be working, like right now I'm teaching, I have some classes. I'm teaching, for example, the mining piece is a tap dance. It's 16 tons. And I'm teaching a couple of people now how to do it here in Bisbee. They've never had tap before, and I'm really trying to bring in more people. But I've also tapped into, no pun intended, to the dance class, Alma Dolores' dance studio in Sierra Vista, and I've talked to them about, listen, once I teach my students here how to do this tap dance, I would like you to come in and do it. Because they're advanced students, they can learn it in 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes, but my students I'm taking, like we've been working on it for a month and a half now, maybe 2 months. So I'm hoping to get more people in Bisbee, and I actually have, I'm going to be putting out these little flyers that say contact me, I'll be having meetings, so that I can actually bring, I don't want it to just be the dancers in Sierra Vista. Finding dancers here has not been easy, but I'm hopeful that I can bring people to rehearsals on a Saturday, Sunday, work with everybody in the community to try to make this a community event, as well as bring in the dancers from Sierra Vista to do the things I need to be done, choreographed pretty quickly, because, you know, it's not going to be as easy teaching everybody the technical parts of what they need to do. And I already booked the theater. The central school is, I had been talking to Laura about, you know, doing something. So she said, let's just book the show. Let's book it. And so we booked the show for April, the last weekend of April. So that's my goal, is to try to have this completed by then.
I appreciate how very clear.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I was able to flip through the whole thing.
Oh, good.
But, yeah.
It's been in my mind for a long time, so putting it on paper was not that difficult.
But, you know, I see it as a series. Like,
well, thank you, because I actually think about that, too, as something that really that could be a matinee.
You know, filled, because it's so big.
People come to Bisbee.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Ongoing, maybe.
Yeah, I have thought about that for a long time. I mean, whether or not it becomes that,
I don't know,
but it would be great if I could get it off the ground, and then it could change all the time.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't have to have the same people on the Bisbee now. But I could have different
people. I can't see how it could be less than a series.
Thank you. I love that idea. And I think I talked to you. Remember I talked to you about this at the...
But I told you I don't tap.
Oh, no, I know. But we had talked about doing this maybe at the digital studio at one point. I think I met you at the digital studio.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep.
Yes, and yep. I came in and wanted to have you guys do the background for this. Any questions? I'm sorry, I went on and on here, but anybody have
anybody have any additional questions? And so, just this is a clarity for me. Can we vote at the end of this item, or should we do it individually?
Well, last time you did it individually,
mm-hmm.
So it's up to you.
Okay. Any additional questions?
No, I actually. You know, that's not a lot of time to get ready. 3 months, you're going to be very busy.
I am going to be busy, that's what I'm committed to do, that's fine. I'm retired now, so I can work day and night. It doesn't matter. You know, once I put my mind to something, and that's why I booked it, because I wanted to be able to just move forward with it so that I wouldn't...
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
So local dancers, I mean, have you had any? I mean, because we have them.
I know we do. You know, I haven't talked to everyone. I've been trying to do classes to try to get people involved, but that's been
space has been an issue.
Well, it's a difficult time of year, too.
Yeah, in the winter. But I think once I put this little flyer out and I start talking to people, I think I'll be able to. And I can get the dancers in Sierra Vista, too. And Tucson.
And children, you're going to be able to...
Oh, definitely. I'm going to start working with the children at the NACO school.
Great.
To volunteer just to start teaching them, so they'll be involved as well.
Lovely.
I want children in this, and that's very important to me, too.
Beautiful presentation.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion, then? We'll do them individually.
Do you want to make a motion?
Sure. A motion to approve this grant.
I second that.
Oh. You need to state the amount, though, for me. It is on the front of your agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it the 500?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, the 457 for...
No, for
500, sorry. A Dance History of Bisbee. I would like to approve that.
Second.
Second.
All ayes?
Aye.
Oh, any nays? It's easy with four members.
Oh, great. Thank you
so much. So just for clarity, yes. For everyone, even though the money that we are giving to the grantees is money that we raise as a commission, the previous members have raised, but it still does have to go through council. We've never had it foreseen or had any problems with council approving. And then finance has to write you a check. So there can be a time period. It can be up to about a month before you get the funding, just so that everybody understands
that. No, that's fine. Okay. I understand that. Sure. Yeah. I didn't expect that. And I actually thought maybe I would have to submit all the receipts and everything before I would even get the grant money, so that's fine.
No, we do it beforehand, but there is, I think everybody saw in the packet at the end, we do ask for you to to report back to us.
Everything. Yeah, I got you, sure. Yeah. Of course. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's exciting.
Oh, and the last thing I was going to say is that you might like to get in contact with the Showcase Fatal women.
That's who I was thinking
about. Well, here's the thing. That's the one of the issues I have with this whole booking is that they book the... I'm talking to Sonia all the time. We're working on something together. And they have booked the whole month of April. For the Femme Fatales.
Oh, Bisbee at the Royale.
At the Royale. So I contacted Becky this morning, and I said, do you think that is there anything even right before that, the last weekend of March, I'd be willing to go for? Because after April, then it starts to get hotter, and I have other commitments. So I'm trying to figure out, I would love to work with them on the brothel piece.
But they start rehearsals about a month before, so they might be a little bit... But in the future, I know that several of them, like Caitlin, they chat.
No, I know. Caitlin, they've come to my classes. I've talked to them about this. So I'm just trying to maybe change the date. That was the central school. Didn't have as many dates as I would have liked. So that's why I went for the April.
Right.
But I'm still looking at changing that date because I really don't want to compete with them and I want them in the show.
Of course. And we understand when people have to change. As long as we were
met. Yes, that was the only thing. I'm sorry. I was going to mention that.
Yeah, those are all the questions.
We understand how that happens. You know, things have to get changed. As long as the event takes place.
I don't want to compete with them. And I do want them in. That would be great to have them in the show, too. So,
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
So next up, we have Keto Daily.
Well, I'm here again, so thank you so much for your help last year. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Did everybody have a chance to go to the Return of the Turkey Vultures?
I think I was holding one at one point.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's kind of the same thing as we did last year. The difference is, so what I'd be asking for help from you guys is for the parade. Now, let me back up. There was a change in the Vulture Library talk. Unfortunately, the wonderful people that were going to come and do the talk are not able to. They had a change in plans. So what I'd like to do is have $75 go into helping with materials for the parade. We've been able to use recycled materials for making the vulture wings, but I talked with Gretchen Michaels this morning, who's working with the Boys and Girls Club, and she would like to have some more funds for materials to do things. The Buzzard Bash this year is going to be on Subway, if the council approves that tomorrow. What we'd like to do is get the kids with the Boys and Girls Club to do activities, do little games for the kids. The money that we're going to be raising from this is going to go to the Bisbee Swimming Pool, because that's what this has turned out to be, as a fundraiser for the Bisbee Pool. The funds that I'm asking for from you all would be helping with materials for the parade. I do need some help bringing the live vultures in to come to the farmer's market, and then they're also going to go to the library in the afternoon. And then for the graphic artists, for the posters and the print.
I have a couple questions.
And the kites. Buy some kites.
So Rosanette, are they still working with you then? They're still
Yes and no. That their travel plans of the but she didn't at this point. She's a very busy person, and I hate to ask her to do things. But at this point, she didn't volunteer to do any kind of a workshop for the kids. So Gretchen Michaels is working with the Boys and Girls Club. And she's going to be working with them to come up with these activity booths for the Buzzard Bash, as well as costumes for the parade.
And what do the activity booths consist of so far that you know of?
Well, one's going to be something like pin the tail on the buzzard.
Right.
Throwing carrion into a, you know, there's going to be a like a hula hoop, and throwing actually stuffed animals that are supposed to be like carrion. But what she's going to do is she's going to let the kids come up with what they want to do and then help them put that together. And if they're construction materials that need to be made, then that's what she would need help with. The Boys and Girls Club have materials, but you know, it would be nice to be able to.
Is it a silly question to ask whether you would be able to get together with our other Gretchen and have some of the children across the border make things for you?
Wouldn't that be the best? Gretchen Bear?
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Sure, I'd be more than happy to
need to check with her, because that would, I mean, they're always looking for projects, and those kids are getting really good.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
it could be awesome.
More the merrier on this. And then what's fun about this year is I'm able to get the Bisbee High School Band to play on the balcony of the library. So during the parade.
Really,
so we're
going to
start
awesome.
From the Iron Man, and then, of course, hopefully the council will approve this tomorrow, but I have no indication they won't. And then as we walk down, the band's going to be playing on the balcony of the library, so it'll make it more fun for people.
She's in Martha's Vineyard right now, but she'll be back.
Oh, okay. I'll keep my eye out for her. I see her.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
Or maybe just things that I want to, they're not really questions.
Okay.
My first comment is that specific to the Arts Commission, and this just might be something that you move around stuff, I'm not sure that it's appropriate for us to be paying for the live vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would prefer to stick to things that are a little bit more art-related in that way. So would there be a way to juggle around funding so that we could support the art side of it, but not necessarily the science side of it?
Well,
I mean, that's not the whole commission, that's just me saying, but
right.
It just seems more appropriate.
Right. Well, that is my goal. Mm-hmm. My goal is to do that. And unfortunately, the timing for the Bisbee Foundation, because that's who I'd like to ask funding for these vultures to do, the timing hasn't been right for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to them, and that I can actually put in an application, I think, in April for March of 2020. So that's what I'm planning on doing next year.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, I was thinking about that, and I just don't see that there's a place that I can move money around on this.
What about the
other thing too is that we fund up to 500.
Okay.
And that is usually our cutoff.
Okay.
I know the community course is here, and there's a little bit of confusion because there's the individual grants or collective grants, which you're applying for, and then we do a rolling support of nonprofits because they're asking for more this evening. But 500 is what we have cut off for things specific to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that would not
Yeah, that's well, just, that's because of we have a limited amount of money. Mm-hmm. That seems like a fair place mm-hmm. to.
Okay. Well, what I will do is that if you're not able to, and this brings it actually down with the taking off the money for the speaker for the library talk, and mm-hmm. then adding the 75 on, it brings it down to 585. But if 500 is all that you're able to do, which mm-hmm. of course I'd be incredible. I mean, this, you know, I want to say this is going to make or break the. Event. If I'm not able to get funding for this, we're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around and I'll ask businesses to help mm-hmm. with whatever's, you know.
And
not.
if you let them know that you were also granted from the Park Commission, you know, that we already have vetted the event and they've seen the event.
Right.
Yeah, we already know.
And I just want to say that I found it to be a very lovely event. It was in the true spirit of the Bisbee. Weirdness of what I like about Bisbee. Right. I mean, I love puppets anyway, but it just seemed like it had nothing to do with class or groups mm-hmm. or cliques. It was mm-hmm. just people being delightfully happy. And
right, about some goofy bird.
Yeah, exactly. Right. In the scheme of what I think of, what I love about this town.
Well, and again, what my idea is that the more anybody wants to do, the merrier. So that I really wanted to be a creative event, mm-hmm. and particularly, of course, with the parade, that anybody, I've already put a sign up at the post office bulletin board. So, I mean, if I'm not able to get funding for the whole thing, I mean, we'll have pieces of it anyway. So yeah. Certainly the parade. And encouraging people to start working on their costumes and thinking about what they might want to do for that. So, yeah, it's quirky and fun, and again, to be able to raise some money for the pool would be.
Well, knowing that you have done it repeatedly, that's always a good sign for us.
Oh, yes, it's got a pedigree.
Yeah. does anybody have any additional questions? Mm-hmm. Then, do I have a motion?
Do you?
Yes, you do. I would like to motion that we grant the amount of $500. To the return of the turkey vultures on this session of grant writing. So I say we do.
Second. All ayes? Aye. Any nays? Thank you very
much. Thank you very much. It's so appreciated.
That's just the precedent that we have started with 500, you know?
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, again, I'm just so appreciative of being able to get support from you all, and I know, you know, you work hard to raise your funds, too. So, anyway, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so come. I'm sure you can come.
We'll be there.
All right.
It's March 8th to the 10th.
Not so far away.
All right. Next up, we have... Judy?
You can fight
me. I know you by a different name. That's why.
Yeah, you're second.
But since you got a legal grant thing, they
used. Understandably. There's some people in this town that have 10 different names. They can't keep track.
No, Yotaki's the name that I've danced under all my life and art and everything. I brought a copy of some of the illustrations in the story in case anybody wanted to look at that.
Which one is this one?
This would be
Aurora Brings Color into the World.
I believe.
I have it up and up later.
And my concept is, I've done it before in Las Vegas when I lived there for the library. It's a storytelling performance, and I tell the story about a young girl who lives in a black and white world, and she has a dream that there's color, and nobody believes her. And they make fun of her and tease her, things like that. But she keeps dancing, and she dances and dances. And finally she starts dancing with nature, with the water and the trees. And things start to change, and she brings color into the world, and the people see that, and they start dancing with her. So when I do the performance, I tell the story and I dance at the same time. And then as she brings color, I have these paper flowers that I make that I hand out, and people start dancing with me, the young children, the parents, the adults, and together we bring color. The other part is that I'd like to have it printed as a book and do the printing in Bisbee so that the money gets recycled back to Bisbee. And I don't have the questions written down there, but at the end have some discussion questions for the children. Do you have a dream? What is your dream? How hard are you willing to work for that dream? And the pictures in the back are just outline pictures so that the children can color them in, can bring their own color into their own world and produce things that way. So it's storytelling, but it's also performance and involves the others in the, you know, community. Right now, the library said they would be very interested, and I haven't spoken to the schools, and other places have asked, like Borderline Cafe, if I would do it there, and so there's places that are open to it. Do you have photographs of your performance at the library that you did? No, I don't.
So you said the Copper Queen is going to be able to publish the book?
The publisher? Yeah, I have the money to pay for it. They said it would be about $2 or $3 a book.
Okay, that's not bad. And that's it. You turn in the book and they'll do it for $2, $3 each.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, and then when the children come to the performance, they can leave with the book and go home and talk to mom and dad or somebody and say, hey, you know what, I have this dream too. Plus, Aurora Borealis, so she dances in the sky with color.
That's cute, I like that.
And so the hope is that you can go into the schools and do it as well.
Right, but I haven't spoken to them yet because I want to be able to offer them, you know, the book for the children or at least something.
And what age range level are you directing this to?
Probably between 8 and 12.
8 and 12 year olds.
Yeah.
So third and 7th graders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's more to it, and I think parents would like it because they did.
Out of curiosity, do you know how many students fall into that category of 3rd to 7th grade in this town? No,
I have no idea. But I think at the library, when they have their story time, you know, the younger kids would love it too.
Yeah. I'm just curious that we could cover enough books, pay for enough books to pay for every kid in
probably
those classes to get one.
Well,
if it's $2 a book and you have $500, and therefore you're getting 250, do we have more than 250 kids?
422.
And would we be covering, I mean, if, you know,
probably
just a curiosity, what percentage are we going to be able to fill?
Probably not, so maybe give it to the teachers and the school library.
There's usually 50 kids in each graduating class or each high school class, right?
I think that's
about right. So there's
and the second grade is
Huge. You could do
this
it.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah.
250 kids, 250 books. We could do this at $2 a book. Okay.
Well, what I really do love is when someone on their own volition is decided to make a book. I always think that it's such a labor of love, and it's, you know, I know that there'll be a lot of work ahead of you, but I really appreciate that about a fellow human being because it's very difficult. I would have liked to see more examples of your drawing, but I do think this is quite charming. You know?
Did you?
Did you?
I like it. I like the idea.
Did you? I did.
I'll open it up though to the rest of them and see. Does anybody have any questions?
I agree. I'd like to see more pictures. But
yeah, I'd like to see it.
Those so far.
How come you don't have photographs from that other performance?
Because I still have most of my stuff in storage in Las Vegas.
Fair enough.
But you can call West Charleston Community Library and talk to Farouzeh.
You didn't get onto YouTube or anything?
No, the library doesn't do that because then you have to have permission from everybody in the audience because young children are dancing and moving around.
I don't think we need to worry about the consistency of her performance because you're
wasn't
very
questioned.
Consistent at the library
already.
Yeah. Well, you've already done this before at a different library.
Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome. I think it's very intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I personally will move to approve. I keep on saying you're talking in my head.
Well, that's okay. That's my name. That's what I go by. But I
Judy Murray in the amount of $422.50 for her book. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing what happens.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What nice things we're doing today.
Yeah, I love this day. This is our favorite day.
It is. It's always nice to be able to help.
Oh, it is.
Give it away the money.
Yeah.
After we've beaten ourselves for it. All right. And then we have a representative from the community chorus. Will people have to put in a W-2 for the... Not for grants, right?
Not for this. Now, if you choose to... For the $500, no, but if they go and get more money from us, yes, they will.
Okay.
If you do a sponsorship.
So make sure I'm on the right same page as the city.
Because it will be over the $600 threshold.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're going on.
Remind me of your name.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna Pearson, G-I-N-A. P-I-E-R-S-O-N.
And so the first thing I was going to say is there was some confusion because we changed this grant application to be specifically for artists and collectives of artists. And then the other, nonprofits were coming to us. I think you came to us last year on more of a rolling basis where you were like, we need money. And then you emailed us, we put you on the agenda. So under this grant application, we only give out a maximum of $500. Traditionally, we have given you $1,000, right?
That's what we got last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that was just a little bit of, and I didn't realize that was a little bit confusing, but I just wanted to make that clear that usually this grant application has been used by artists and art collectives and not by nonprofits. But that doesn't, I mean, it's up to the commission how we want to. Your event is when?
February 20th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'll give you a little background on our situation right now.
Yeah.
We were notified by the Tucson Symphony Orchestra that we, in the past, before this last year and this year, we were given a grant by Freeport for $3,500. Which has somehow not happened for the last 2 years. Now, the symphony costs $9,000 to come in. We do fundraise, and everything we do is a fundraiser to bring them. You know, our whole goal, our purpose of, you know, selling tickets for the concerts and the shredded or whatever we're doing, we're making money to bring the Tucson Symphony here. Part of that is that we do not charge for students to come at all. We've been trying to encourage students to be part of the course. We have two young members right this minute. And we have received contact not just from the Bisbee schools, but outlying schools also that they're going to try to bring students in, and of course, and for no charge, you know. So it's our mission to, you know, bring good music to Bisbee. That's our thing. We this year are very fortunate. In the past, they've sent a conductor who is, you know, an associate conductor. This year, we're getting the new, brand new main conductor, and it will be a classical program. Last year was Pops, but this year it's Mozart and Bach. So. So it's going to be a wonderful concert. We're excited about it. The problem, of course, is we're a new board this year. So the people you were dealing with in the past are still part of the chorus, many of them, but there was a big transition over the summer. And we did not realize that the normal grant from Freeport had not happened. So all of a sudden, we need to come up with another $3,500 we didn't know we had to come up with. So it's a shock. And we're doing our best. I mean, put it that way. Obviously, we're going to make a huge effort to sell more tickets and, you know, do everything we can to promote it, to make up the difference.
Will you not do the performance? Is there a chance that the you won't be able to pay the symphony, or will it come out of a future budget, or what will happen?
Well, that's a very good question. We really had to sit down, and we do have a man who is our treasurer, and he sat down and figured it out. We
you know, we can break even if we sell enough tickets, and we have, I think on our paper here, we have in our funds right this minute $1,675, so we're a little bit ahead. We still have another Shred It coming up. The symphony has said that they will take a later payment, so that we usually have to pay them before they get here.
What's the Shred It?
It's at Ace Hardware that...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so that's a fundraiser for us twice a year. So we're really...
How much money does a Shred It bring? I'm like,
you know, that's... And I wish I was saying, oh, I hope they don't ask me. More than you would expect.
Okay.
And I mean, really, seriously. Because I'm thinking, well, you'd be lucky to break even, right? But people come and, you know, line up with their car and hand out $20 to shred a little box like this. And we did get a report on it. And I don't want to exaggerate, but I think it was over $1,000 that we actually cleared after they took the truck down the road. So and I suppose that's how we got that $1,600.
That's interesting.
I don't have that off the top of my head, but yeah.
So historically, we have always supported the chorus, as far as I know. And it's usually the only thing that maybe, it's a lot of money for us, too.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know,
double.
One-tenth of our budget. I mean, one-tenth
right now,
of the amount
yeah.
of money that we have. If the Arts Commission, this is just my idea, were to give you the $1,000 that we usually give, would it be impossible for you guys to do your event? I mean, just because traditionally $1,000 is usually what we give the court. I mean,
right, right. And I honestly cannot answer that question. I can find out and get back to you. But I know we are close. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the truth for this year. Now, we're hoping, now that we have a new board and we're back on top of things, that in the coming years we'll be able to receive the Freeport grants again. We honestly don't know what happened. There was a new person, it's a long story, but
we've all been on boards, we know.
Basically what happened is Freeport for years had sent the money directly to us, and then sometime in the recent past, they started sending it directly to the Tucson Symphony. So we had no idea that it hadn't gone to them. And then within the last month, all of a sudden, well, but they hadn't received it. And
have you got in touch with Freeport?
Well, that I'm sure someone, not myself, but right. someone is in the process of, you know, tracking
yes.
this down. But in the meantime, there's been a change in the Tucson Symphony people also. So there's no one there who knows the history. We're sitting here not knowing the history either. So we're working through this. That's all I can say. Mm. Doing our best. But I do, I can't speak to say that we will in the future. Maybe they've stopped giving grants. We don't know. We just have to find out.
Mozart and Bach. Yes, please.
Well, my inclination in this case, and if anybody has a differing one, is to go ahead and approve you for the $1,000 that we usually give you, just because that's kind of our top tier on the amount that we give out for one thing. I hate the idea that we, well, you know, that you're
on the edge.
And
I have to say, this is just coming from a person who loves to go to that concert.
Yes.
That since it has moved to the high school, the sound is so sad. It's just, you know, there's not. It used to be so bright in this St. Pat's Church.
Well, I'm not.
I know.
I wasn't there.
So
when
I wondered if that offends Tucson Symphony. You know.
Right. If I don't know the history of that, I know it did used to be there.
So we don't know why it changed and what.
Well, we know why the church literally nailed their altar to the floor. So now the altar used to be able to roll out of way and they could put the symphony in.
It sounds like a great metaphor.
It doesn't? Yeah. It sounds like something the church should do.
Yeah.
Would do. Yeah. I wonder if looking at, I don't know, I know that Lowell's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful auditorium. Have you ever been in Lowell School's auditorium? It's gorgeous.
Not that I can recall.
But I think the balcony is needing such serious repair that it's a Frank Lloyd Wright student's design. It's beautiful.
City Park and the Band Shell is not a venue?
No, that's not a great venue, I don't think.
I think that would work. But I will certainly mention...
It's because of the it's February.
Yeah, it's such a short notice.
And it could be, it could snow.
Yeah, right.
That's happened. Yeah, that's happened on the other weekend of the chocolate tasting many times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, I am so inclined. So, yeah. And if any, obviously, you don't have to second my motion to go ahead and give you the 1,000. If you don't use it, then I would recommend coming back to the meeting after your event, the next meeting at the Arts Commission, and we can talk about how to put it maybe towards next year mm-hmm. or what we can do in the future. Mm-hmm. I just don't really want to set a precedent of giving out more than that much.
Right.
But that's what I do want to support for sure.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and I would love to say, you know, I know that we're going to sell extra tickets and have extra money, mm-hmm. but I'm not...
Well, let us know in the future how we can help. And
yeah, I mean, as I say, we are all new to this. We started in the fall, and we're just trying to catch up.
Is it a silly question to ask?
I think it's a question, too.
Yeah, about doing a GoFundMe for it.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Because you know that you've got a massive audience over the years.
True.
And... The tactful explanation. GoFundMe is amazing.
That's a good idea.
It's worth it, you know. I mean, I can bring it up to the board.
And give
definitely.
It and ask for a nice, a healthy sum.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good idea.
And let us know what happens. Yeah. That would be thrilling. Wouldn't it be thrilling if it...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and there's no reason why not. There's no reason. It's beautiful.
Well, exactly. And especially this year.
Yeah.
And you know, the way you talk about it and the way, you know, what it's doing for people's souls right now when we're hurting, I think it's...
Well, and of course we had, I mean, let's face it, we had a big discussion, can we do this? Mm-hmm. And that was exactly the point. We really need it.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And if you can't do it this year, that does not mean that, I mean, like I said, we can look at the funding and see if we can put it towards next year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, and maybe not even pull it out of our coffers until
right.
next year.
I know that
coming up with a plan for that, so that you're not in this last month scenario. You know, that's very. I know that must be mind numbing.
Yes, it was.
Okay,
but
well, Jenna, I'm going to move that we accept your application for a grant in the amount, though, of $1,000, and.
Yes,
thank you.
And I'll second it there,
of course.
Second by Kate. Any nays? All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we will report back. I know there was a problem last year with our reporting back, which we did not realize.
We
will. We
understand. Well, also, a lot of people, I don't know if that was the one, that actually was later, but a lot of people got off because all our, you know, many of the files that were at City Hall burned. Mm-hmm. So we have sort of a clean slate policy, as long as we know that the money is used appropriately. The other thing, too, is to make sure that on advertising, you say that the Arts Commission supported you.
Okay.
And that way, people will know that we're here. And that,
sure, you know, yeah. And I know that was in the application to say that.
We probably should have said for her book that maybe since we're that if they make sure we need to.
Yeah, it's in the application, but I'll email her and let her know.
Yeah. Right.
Because that's one of the things that you kind of agree to when you
get money from us.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your support. And of course, I expect to see all of you February 20th.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I know somebody who's been treated a ticket, and he's absolutely thrilled.
All right, wonderful.
Where are the tickets being sold right now?
I'm sorry?
Where are you selling tickets right now?
Finders Keepers is where we usually have them, and I'm not sure. A lot of times it's out of the office supply place.
Yeah.
But I can't give you for sure details
okay.
on that. But
thank
they
you.
Are available. I should have brought some with me, actually.
Yeah, really. Start carrying one. You go to the grocery store.
Yes, I should have.
All right, Tanya.
Thank you.
I thought we'd be here all evening, but we were actually doing pretty good. About going through things. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see everybody. So I'm asking for $500 to do a community clay activity. It's for all ages, and the budget's to supply everything the community would need. I would be making a poster and putting that up, and I have the event set for the month of September.
You're gone most of the time. Are you still leaving?
Yeah, it's like 8 weeks, I go back and do something very similar in Minnesota, in Duluth, through a clay center I have in Minnesota. So, you know, I have a lot of experience putting on clay activities, and I think this would be unique to Bisbee because it would be in local spaces. And so I'd be thinking about using, you know, maybe some of the smaller city parks and listing some dates on with using the city parks as locations. And, you know, I thought if it was a success, maybe including it into, like, the schools, because I heard the commission the last time I was in the meeting was interested in getting it into some school programming, you know, so thinking about something like that for a continued success of an activity like this. Basically just getting the community to talk in about a larger conversation about what art is, getting the neighborhood involved in working with the creative process, getting out of their homes, being face-to-face communication, and so yeah, so I have on there for the materials and the kiln firings and then the marketing of the event.
So I have a couple things I just want to note. The first thing was, remind me, on your previous poster, did you advertise? You did, didn't you? Okay, that's what I thought. And then the only concern I heard about your last event, or two, was that it was not advertised very far ahead of time. But I understand this because the space is pretty small, and you're not doing that this in that space.
No.
Because you, and also that at that time the space was small. But the people who I talked to who did attend enjoyed it a lot. The second thing I wanted to note was that it would be great to see. Are you talking about doing this in multiple places? Because one of the things that happens, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone else, is that everything takes place in Old Bisbee.
Oh, yeah, and I was thinking, like, the Saginaw Park, there's one over there that has picnic tables, and then, like, the Farmer's Market Park, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, because weirdly enough, there's, like, there are less children in Old Bisbee, and yet more kid events, and you're like, this doesn't really make sense all the time. So it would be nice to see something like this take place in one of the other neighborhoods.
Sure, sure.
And San Jose has a lot of kids there in that neighborhood there, you know, across from, it's a lot of...
Across from where?
Across from Safeway, you know, into that area. Well,
that place,
the neighborhood.
Yeah, that neighborhood. There's a big neighborhood of kids. Lots of kids that go to school.
And I think that would be one of the interesting things about it is if I set it up in different areas to see how many people showed up. I mean, I know it's like the time and the day and all that stuff has to correlate for people to show up. But, you know, just to see what kind of feedback would come from the different areas. Knowing, too, that if it's, like, listed as, like, four different locations on one Wednesday, one Thursday, one Saturday, one Sunday, they could find one of those times that would relate to them. And, again, I am seeing it as all ages, you know. I mean, I know, personally, you know, there's a lot of ceramic energy within the city of Bisbee.
So incorporating
some people who have had some past experience as well as newbies.
Do you bring another clay artist to work with
I mean, I didn't at this time on this one. I just put to be announced, right, because they would be volunteering to do something like that.
Because there's some new clay people in town.
I think there's
Jack. I don't know if you've met him yet.
Yep, I do. Actually, Jack I met at a retirement resort in Phoenix and brought him to Bisbee.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing, he's in our gallery
he's at
now.
The Cochise College
he's
now.
He's moving along, and he's obsessed. He loves it.
So Sunflower Pottery is a pottery center I work at up in the Phoenix area. So,
Have you thought about reaching out to the Boys and Girls Club to try and kind of integrate them?
I haven't for this particular one. I was just thinking more community-based wide. I mean, I can't see why I wouldn't put a flyer there so somebody would see it. Connecting with somebody individual.
But also, if you did it with the Boys and Girls Club, it seems to me that, because they gather there, transporting them to whatever the spot is, that would be...
But to go back to a very interesting and important point, it's an all-age event, it's not just for kids.
Yeah,
right.
I want the conversation to be like, I know the Boys and Girls Club is part of the community, but like outside, Do you know what I mean? I want it to be like sitting outside on the picnic tables, activating both the public places and not, you know, and the nature around us. And like somebody walks into the park and they can come and check out what's going on, kind of activity. Yes. I think.
What do you need when you're at the park with this? Like, will you have any kind of electrical needs, or is it all going to be
tables?
Coil no. building?
Yeah,
or
it will all be hand-built, and I mean, sometimes people are on the ground with cloth. Some people are on the picnic tables, right, with
cloth. Do you need extra tables?
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea when I've done it before that it's real spontaneous. I mean, we always have this big expectation, like, oh, this event's going to be full of people, but really it's like 5 to 7, and you're super excited about that. Because there's 5 to 7 really interested people. You know, I mean, if you get 20, 40, wow, you're blown out of the water. But realistic, you know.
So it's the way of the world, yeah.
Yeah, and getting the word out there, I agree. There was a couple little glitches on the last Fading Echoes event, which, you know, happens, right? Yeah. And so you just kind of get through them. But, yeah, getting the word out with plenty of notice is always... Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, what I always recommend is like, and what we found at Central School that works pretty well is 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
For advertising, yeah. Seems to be the minimum amount of time. Actually, when you do it before that, everybody forgets.
I mean, I was happy with that last event because it was about 3 to 4 weeks, and it got on like the Bisbee, a couple of the websites, you know, I was able to connect with people, and everybody was real receptive and be like, sure, we'll do that this afternoon. And I was like, wow, you know, I just had never submitted anything before in Bisbee proper.
What about KVLP?
We're advertising through them. Just an idea.
Yeah, that's the radio station. You know, I looked in a few times to see their website, to see their Facebook.
Well, they're changing,
thing.
You know, they've
yeah, exactly, and I haven't found the pulse on that yet. I have not walked in the door
in their cars
and said, here's
lot.
My information, which is the most direct way, of course.
People run it in their cars a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I do. That's the only thing I listen to.
You might want to talk to Becky.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Becky's running it. You know, go and see her.
To pay themselves.
So to get the word out that way, absolutely.
How do people pick up their stuff once it's fired?
No. Marketing's one thing.
That's a good question.
Like,
I was just thinking that I'd have a little form that they would fill out, and then they would come and pick it up on their own time.
No,
okay.
I also thought about like having some type of a display, but I think that people aren't necessarily into that. You know, like to showcase.
Yeah.
But I could take my own images for my own report. We're talking about an exhibition or how people would pick up their things. And, you know, the ceramics is 2 times. Make one, glaze the other. Well, what if they can't go to the glaze day? You know, then there'll have to be some wiggle room and stuff. And, you know, I'm just really willing to kind of just see how it all flows out and be real open to just saying, hey, I know I'm glazy, and every other day, just come join me in the space.
And it would be really cool. Is your kiln at your space now? Where will you do the firing of these people?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a personal kiln that I'll be firing.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Generous. Thank you.
And there's one just up a few doors up the road in that art place, too.
Oh, yeah, in Art Awakening.
There's a big one. Well,
and Ryan's pretty...
Yeah, he's warm.
Yeah.
I love Ryan.
When's it going to happen?
September.
Yeah, well, I think that I'm hearing rumors that they're going to close that gallery.
Are they?
That's too bad.
That's what you told me.
I lost my finger on that pulse.
Oh, she no longer is working for them. No. But anyway, back to... I move to approve Tanya for the $500 for her project, Creative Clay Art Activities. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Yep.
All eyes?
Yeah.
No nays?
No nays.
Thanks. And like I said, it's nice. We know that your follow-through is there. You're a working artist. It doesn't it's not very hard for us to make that decision.
Uh-huh.
So,
wonderful. Thank
and your
you.
Reporting was timely and great. So thank
okay,
you very
good.
Much.
Wonderful.
Really
like I said, as long just note that we supported you on your poster. And let us know, because that was the last time I didn't know it was happening, and so I had to work that day.
Oh.
Let us know this time so one of us can be there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very nice.
Because I like to at least take pictures or be someone's representative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm.
This person will turn up. Right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's an odd one, anyway.
I feel like this day is going remarkably well.
Like yes,
mm-hmm.
We're good.
Yeah,
I'll be here.
Can I pass out a real quick thing?
I got a bum smoke off you. Yeah. I'm going to bum a smoke off you, too.
Okay.
City council.
Here you go.
And, I'll need one after this. Oh, you did? Don't worry about it.
This is just, I didn't get it to you because never mind. That's the next thing on the agenda is the boxes for the art vending machine.
And item so, three, yeah.
Yeah,
item three, discussion and possible approval of buying boxes for the art vending. So this is where we're at. Actually, it's not as bad as I thought it would
no,
be.
No, it's really not. And we might even consider, and I thank Carlos for doing the legwork for this. He's been working really hard on the machine. The machine, have you guys seen pictures?
I can pass one around.
Pass one around. It's all lit up. It's beautiful. It works. Now we just have to put our logo on top. We have to get our information. So somebody has to write something that talks about the Bisbee Arts Commission and our what we're doing with this machine. Funding artists and our own grant operate.
I wouldn't mind writing somebody.
Thank
if somebody
you.
Will
yeah.
I
want you,
will proofread for me.
I will.
That's
I will
the only
proofread.
Thing. I need a proofreader.
I will proofread, and I really was going to, I was asking.
And I'll throw somebody. In one more thing when you're ready about the quote on the boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just simply that the price doesn't break out the four-color printing process, and I think it might be superfluous, personally speaking, to have the boxes printed, whereas it might just be more interesting to just have a white box.
You put some LED lights in it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And just get a stamp. You
absolutely.
Know? You know, because nobody's going to keep the box.
You know, you're right.
And it looks good.
As long as the stamp's pretty, that would do it.
What is the price difference on these if we did not have four-color printing?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I'm assuming it's not going to be a huge amount, but I would probably consider
it. It matters. If we're just buying a blank box, it will make a big difference.
But I do believe in
so the Camel Lights is going to be covered by a new site.
But that would be the BAC.
That's where we say right
That's
right
where
right.
we talk about what we're doing with this
it's
machine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The only thing I would... There's something about packaging. That when packaging is beautiful, I do think it might be worth it.
It's a market.
And does it would it not slide through if you were putting a label on it?
These are two different sizes.
Oh, there'd be no problem.
So we don't have
because, I mean, you can buy... I mean, I have a beautiful label that I have. It's silver, and it's quite big, and I use it. And Frank takes care of it.
Every little...
I used to have it done somewhere else, and when that other place failed, he knows what to do, and I get a giant...
But you can. I think you can only have...
Can I echo a point that Kate's making, which I think is valid, and that is, if the boxes were printed on, say, three of the four sides, because Kate was saying she has a label, that her own label sticker, whatever, so if the box were left blank on one
Well, that's the intention,
face,
so that an artist can slip their business card in or whatever.
Well,
we're talking about...
On the surface of the box itself. So,
I have a label.
But I mean, that's a finer point, but I don't think that printing three sides versus four sides is going to make a difference in the pricing.
The only thing that I think that is very charming about when you get something that's a cigarette pack is the fact that it is a cohesive object.
Right.
But there would... And when people are buying them out of a machine, they're going to know which artist they're buying. So it seems kind of complicated.
Inside, yeah.
It seems
I think
complicated
it'd be awesome
to make them all different.
I think it'd be awesome if all the artists, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't cost that much to have a great big fat roll of them made. And
I mean,
a roll of stickers.
I don't want to do that. Here's the other thing I don't want to do. I don't want to do the fulfillment of sitting there with stickers putting them on each box.
I don't want
to
stick things on boxes.
Listen to me for a second. We presumably get the boxes to put our stuff in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put our own labels on our own boxes.
But think about the coordination. All the coordination. Getting
I would much rather that you stick your business card will fit into that box.
Boom. Oh, a little slippery.
Yeah.
On the front?
Or into the box.
No, there won't be anything.
We're not going to do cellophane. We don't have to do
cellophane.
But
it'll be inside the box.
Inside the box.
Just because you are more together than, say, I, who will be putting something in a box. And I don't have a sticker.
Antonia, I never even thought to ask you. I would like you to put something in a box. It's a $20 pull.
Yeah, I remember from the one time. I'd love to.
And
yeah,
so you'd only get $10.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
she makes these. I actually bought a few of them. She makes these very beautiful little
Well, that's
right.
I was trying to think of a pottery thing that was... Oh, I had another
one.
So
beautiful.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have
a little wall hanging.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have one.
Yeah, that's nice.
If I can remember. Here's
another angle on it.
That's fine.
Who's designing the box?
We have to come up with, that's the logo. Okay. That's the BAC logo.
You did a really
good
job.
It was really
that's my drug dealer.
Out of shape before.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. Okay.
Oh, it's so jolly.
It's great on that.
I think the cigarette boxes are kind of our opportunity to be a little bit creative and have a little bit of fun. Our BAC fun is on these boxes, inside the art, which we are obviously celebrating. Yeah. But, you know, we're getting a little, we got a little creativity to do.
You got six mm-hmm. sides to put, I think it could be beautiful, kind of like a cigarette pack in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that in itself is this cohesive object that you're it's very charm. Who mm-hmm. sees a cigarette pack with an Arts Commission logo on it? I think that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Will Bridget take this and make it so we can put it on a cigarette box?
If we pay her.
Yes. Yes. Or, Carlos, would you be willing to do it as well?
And well, I'd rather off that to somebody else.
Let me see if I can do it. I have the files.
Okay.
I mean, I would just, let me mess around and see before we pay somebody else to do it.
How does the program work, this iCustom boxes? How, like, does it have, just you have the...
You upload the whole image.
The whole, yeah. Uh-huh. So, we could probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, we could start. I can send the file out to everybody. I have the
and can we do it quickly? Here's what my we're probably not gonna make our goal.
Which is
the opening of the science lab. The initial placement of the machine they've agreed to have it be in the science lab as part of the science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Okay.
So this goofy machine, and kids love pulling, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, get something
as
out.
As long as his mom and dad's 20 bucks.
Yeah. I'm sorry we missed the holidays and having people buy stocking stuffers for 20 bucks, but we can get it into the science lab. They're going to be the initial placement of the, and they've agreed to that because I'm doing all the exhibition. So I'm working my ass off for this one, and they said yes, and it would be really nice if I could have the machine, even if it's not yet filled with art, at least displayed February 1st. I know, so that's what I'm having a little bit of.
I'll work on this logo.
We obviously have a pretty machine. The machine can sit in there. We need that camel guy gone. We need the BAC.
Yeah, that's what we have to get that printed.
That's
too.
The main thing.
That's gonna take
it takes a day. It takes less than a day. I mean, I can send it to the supply.
I'll tell you what. Oh, really? Here's what I'm willing to do. Let me call the company tomorrow, mm-hmm. and let me ask them to send us a template, like a PDF or, you know, the cutout, because the boxes are going to come shipped in flats, so we still have to fold them.
But in is this an online company or no?
No, they're brick and mortar, but they're up in Canada.
And this was the best. Did anybody do any comparisons? This was the best.
I did not do any comparisons.
I did comparisons before, and I never found. I must have submitted it or something. I don't know.
It seems really decent.
It is. It's about the same price as we were going to have to order a much higher number. I would like to suggest that maybe we don't do both sizes initially.
I kind of agree with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at.
So let's cut it down to 500 boxes. 500 boxes will fill the machine more than twice.
Well, hold on. Because I have one reason why I'm about to say this.
Okay.
That I'd had an idea about some people putting cassettes. That we had musicians selling cassettes.
Absolutely.
And I want to see how big a cassette is.
I don't think a cassette would fit into a 100s box.
You don't think so?
They're
a big... deeper, but they met about those little mini cassettes. I don't know.
Well,
what
I was
going to
say, because cassettes. I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of crosstalk here, but cassettes I think are a great idea. It's just that cassettes aren't. That's like I don't even know what a cassette
player anymore. Technology.
But
actually, you would be
a thumb drive.
Just as an alternative thought, I was thinking maybe an MP3s on a
there
stick.
You go.
Just a USB drive. That would be good.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm. You'd actually be surprised about the cassette thing.
I know.
But
when people
both?
Don't have machines to run them.
I don't
Well, most people my like that. It's
I get
it's,
right
a,
it's become it's a new hip fad again.
Has it?
Except tape goes away, as well, we all know. Tape goes away.
My boyfriend's band is on a label that only puts cassettes out. And records. And they're very successful, but there's a lot of people in town that are really into anything like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea, and if they'll fit, that would be great. But
I'm just
not
to make it a little
not,
bit. Different.
I like the idea of having music inside the boxes. I think
like
that's
it.
A phenomenal
So my other question
idea.
Is, if you don't have enough artists, it's just a question. if you don't have enough artists, then some artists can do, if they can hand it, they can do two. Right?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then my next question, which is kind of personal, is if we do, if we're putting art, well, I guess if cassettes come in, I can be putting in the color changing beads. Right?
No. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, put in as a zippable.
Oh, that would be cool for the science aspect of it, too. That's what I mean. Yeah, because it's still you. Yes.
Zippable.
Except it would fit into the
Because that'll mean I can
size.
Produce a lot more.
King size box.
Really? Okay, you win.
Easily
I was surprised. Well, cassette is...
Two.
Well, this argument goes on. Cassette is 4 inches by 2.5 inches by 0.5 inches, and the box is 4.1 by 8.85 by 4.25. It's more than big enough.
It is,
yeah. I was surprised.
I am pretty surprised.
So it would fit a cassette.
Okay, so let's that brings us around full circle, which is the question is, do you want to do 500 of one and 500 of the other?
I mean, it's up to you guys. The cassette thing was just sort of, I just thought of it, so...
I think
it would be interesting, because there are a few bands in town that do put their music on cassettes.
The only I'm sorry, Laura, I was just going to say, because the only change up about two different sizes is now we're going to have to come up with two different pieces of graphic art for the company.
I think the thing about that is...
We'll just do big ones.
You want to just do the full size?
Well,
the machine, that was a good question that Laura asked. Will the machine handle each... Yes, but you probably only can have hundreds in... The whole slide.
I think that the top will only accept hundreds because it has like this little weird mechanism. It's such a fascinating piece of equipment. I think the top is only equipped with these like little weird slider thingies
to
accommodate
handle
a hundred size box.
Will the bottom accommodate hundreds then?
No, what I'm saying is like there's one set of pulls that's just like standard size cigarettes.
But the whole machine could be filled with standard size cigarettes.
Yes.
So.
But only half the machine could have 100.
Correct.
Right.
So let's just do, I say we start with the regular size then, regardless of the...
Yeah. I think we should maybe look to see how difficult it is to design your own box online, if you can do that online.
You mean for each artist?
No, for the box, just for the box. And then if we can do the box in 2 days, you know, design the box, then it doesn't matter if we order full sizes.
Well, what it does matter, though, is the budget. When we look at what it was going to cost us to get 1,000 boxes, it's $750.
Okay,
we could cut that budget in half if we only ordered
500
boxes initially.
Yeah.
500 boxes initially would fill the machine more than 2 times.
Okay.
Right.
Because there's 22 pulls, and each pull holds 10 boxes.
Correct.
So let's just order one. Let's go out there. See how fast these boxes
put ourselves out
to
go. Yeah.
Do a reorder.
They're
fast.
Probably,
they're fast.
This is a good company.
Faster than us.
And we're
another company
the season
was in Thailand.
Now.
I'm so happy to be dealing with something, you know, on this.
Yes.
Without
but we're into the season
now,
so things
are
going to be busier than they would be this
summer.
Free.
Yeah,
because it's in the fine print.
Well, then,
it's
in there. Yeah,
it is.
So how soon are we looking to get the design of the box? So ask them for a template, and then get back to me and let me know the template.
Here, I'm going to look to see if they have a website right now to see if we can do a template on there, and then maybe, like, us younger folk could get together.
Yeah, we could do that, because we could knock it off in an hour or two.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have the Arts Commission files.
Okay, good.
And then we could just
make
the boxes.
You never had sent it to me, but we still had to vote on it anyways. Like, it doesn't matter whether you sent it to me or not. We weren't going to...
We've settled on the logo.
So do we agree that
I
can go ahead and move... Well, we still need to get the artwork. But as soon as the artwork is set up, and I'll call them tomorrow...
Can I show...
How many artists do we have so far?
Well,
I have about 8.
But we do need to make a motion which boxes you're buying.
Yeah, and therefore I move to approve the standard size cigarette boxes of 500 quantity that comes to $360.
And hopefully we're not getting some kind of a little break because of the... In other words, it says 3 something, but... That might be based upon a quantity of 1,000.
Well, let's talk about, so the logistically, are we asking the city to order this for us, or are we reimbursing someone?
I'd be happy to be reimbursed.
All right, okay. Or I can fronted on a credit card.
Instead, I'm going to change my motion, which is I move to approve to reimburse you up to $400 for the standard cigarette boxes in case there's something we're not foreseeing. Is there a second on that?
Yes.
Okay. She was aggressive.
I'm into it.
Eyes?
Hi.
All right.
I think this is getting close, and it's getting late,
but I want to tell you really fast the other thing that's really exciting about what's going on with this. The machine, we could have these three elements as they appear on the logo mounted. We put a board on top that we could actually mount these elements on top of the machine. We don't have to print the Bisbee Arts Commission, but it could be it could be like a little architectural.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
So I'm suggesting that we have
a machine
out of wood.
The machine is about this wide.
You can come over to it, and we can go see
it. It's about that wide.
It's about here.
It's darling.
And it's all pre-drilled and everything on top to accept some mounted piece.
And
of
so I'm
going to
suggest that we mount these elements that as are now our logo
sculpture.
As a sculpture on top of the machine.
I'm fine with that.
Who's going to do it?
I'll do it.
Yeah,
love it.
Do it. I am also going to suggest. Right. I want to get this meeting over with.
Nina needs to get home. She's been sick.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
She's not the only one.
Okay, is that.
I'm surprised at how fast we. I thought because the grants would be here.
The only thing to discuss.
And
this is just more of an internal technical thing.
Oh.
Is the web presence.
Yes, and I wanted to show you that. I'm not hooked up to the computer, but right now we already have it set up. I should have sent it to you.
Okay, but let me just kind of briefly do it.
You mean that?
So each pull, right, is obviously represented by an artist. There's a space where there used to sit like Pall Mall or Marlboro or whatever.
So that'll be their name.
And we want the name, and we also want to do Q codes.
Do people use those things?
They do. And if they don't, we still can make it really easy. But
we'll teach people how to walk up. It's a really simple app. It's a free app.
Yeah.
They can get it on their phone immediately.
And it will link to their website.
And we did a proof of concept.
We did it with Kate and Wilkinson. Put your face and
point is that some artists may not have a web presence. And so for me, the geek in me wants to find out if the city under bisbeeaz.gov/Bisbee Arts Commission/ can we get the city to give us
When we asked before,
we
can't go into the city website because it's a government website.
All right.
So changing it has a lot of. We asked legal, even when legal liked me more, but the legalities of it were.
This will encourage artists to get their web presence when they see that other artists have a web presence, like when they can walk up and take their phone and come up to your page, because we did it with your page specifically. We put your face, we put her name. You know, did we say jewelry or glass?
I don't think we went that far, but we just did like a quick little, and it just zapped it.
Yeah.
Print it out like a.
No, they just find it on their phone immediately. They get to the website.
No, but we print out a little square and then it goes in the machine.
So that would go along with their name, right?
Yeah.
Along with their name, it would have that.
No, I don't have it there. I'll show it to
you. I'm cool with that, yeah.
Are we going to have any space on that machine to show any. Represent what people are going to be buying at all?
That's part of the Q code thing.
Okay.
And I think that's partly also, we have limited real estate on the machine to feature every artist.
What about the side of the machine?
The side of the machine is totally open real estate.
Because we could print something with a brief. Let's think about that.
And we could be magnetic and it could just come up and then be pulled down.
That's good, because we just change them.
Yeah.
But you and I will get together and look at the cigarette pack. Does that sound good?
I got my calendar right here, but we can probably end
that. Make a call to the company tomorrow to also see if they can just send us an Illustrator file.
You can send me that. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
I could move galleries. Yay. So we have to change
my
page.
So
we made our motion.
Cool. $500.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to move ahead to item five.
Item five.
And that's just, everybody needs to have a list of five people that they want to include in this project.
Okay.
And I'm going to write them down.
We've got to find five artists each.
I have contacts for most of the artists in town, so we'll make a list, and then we need to contact them.
You didn't hear that part, did you?
So if you've got to find five artists, and you're ready to be two of them, you only need three.
Well, you're going to be one artist.
You'll be one of the artists. You could have two slots possibly, that's but not mean. Initially. If we have 22 initially, artists, we have to give
okay,
them.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so.
And it won't matter if you have both things in
there. I'm going to do this very quick.
I just could have had five artists.
You're one of them.
Oh.
You'll be forgiven.
Okay.
But I'm gonna start a list right now, so that we can contact these people and get this on the move.
On my list of people, and I unfortunately I've got more on the computer, but I'll send
you
the
me
ones,
on your list. That's genius.
Well, this is when we had our meeting. I didn't write to you. I did. If you didn't get a note from me, I did write to a whole bunch of artists, like 12 of them, Lauren, and I only heard back from. I didn't put her on my list.
She's on my list.
Okay. Robert Moondragon, I know he'll do it.
Yes, he will.
I just haven't spoken to him yet.
Okay.
But I know he will. Lisa Wines is on. Robin Bray is on. Kate Bishop is on. She just hasn't written me back, but she's been out of town. But I know she's said she would do these fabric.
Yes.
Flowers.
Yeah. You put on your hat.
Tonya just said she would be on. Ruby Odell is on.
Okay, and I have on mine myself. Mm-hmm. Lauren McKenna.
I lost Sylvia. She'll do something.
Molly Herrico. Molly said she would do some sort of small stained glass thing.
Oh, I've got a couple that'll do it from the look.
Our friend Isaac, I was thinking about him for music. We could put music onto a drive or something.
Absolutely. I would love musicians.
Same thing with any. Well, I'm going to ask the other musicians too.
Ask the musicians, yeah.
Dale makes small pottery necklaces or ceramic necklaces, which would be perfect in this case.
Oh, this says Tonya. I should ask
Kate. Do you have Kate Drew Wilkinson on it?
I do. I put her first.
Okay. Poe had suggested he might come up with something. I don't know if he thought what
some
that would be.
Some little flies.
I'll talk to him. We're still on good terms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ken Bo
had said he wanted to do something. I don't know that we don't have to figure that out yet, but I don't know what that would be. Ryan at Art Awakenings. He has, and I talked to him.
Oh, yes.
And he's got a lot of artists that do small pieces.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
I just realized I skipped something.
There's Cynthia who does little pigs.
No, I skipped something.
That you can use as whistles. You blow through it and it's a little
bit. Who is it?
Yeah. Cynthia?
Somebody through Art Awakening.
Yeah.
Through PSA. So PSA is going to get a slot, and people don't know what artists they're going to get.
Right.
Kate Drew Wilkinson gets a slot. They don't know if they're going to get a mood bead or one of her original beads.
That's right.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
They don't know. That's the whole
sometimes
point of it.
Sometimes
one of the things
bin, like
that we
the
will have
hat.
To do in this case, too.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's cute.
We will have to have a Facebook page for it, and so the people can post what they then
yes.
get.
Oh,
so
we need to all
be able
to
get. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
Yes.
People can then see.
So we could rip into.
These are people that said yes.
Okay, I'm going to just make a mark on that, okay?
Okay. Have written me back or talked to me and said that they would do it. Kate Bishop, I know she said she would,
she'll
but she didn't write me
yes.
back. These right check marks are the one. And there were more on my computer, but I don't remember, and we're in a hurry. I think we can.
Ruby said yes.
Yes, Ruby said yes. She's excited.
Because then we'll have to send out like an email at some point when we have enough, and then tell them kind of what they're going to have to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see the cigarette packs first.
We were going to talk to the high school art department to ask if their kids wanted to create something where that hasn't happened.
Would someone like to volunteer?
Volunteer to do that.
Thank you.
All right, we're doing pretty good. 1,
did
2,
you put
3,
Gretchen
4,
Bear on
5, 6, 7,
I didn't
8,
put
9,
Gretchen
10,
Bear
11,
on there.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
oh,
18.
Can you imagine the kids from the school?
I wrote to Gretchen, but she's out of town.
Okay.
The kids in Mexico.
I think she might have said yes.
The kids in Mexico would be so hot to do it. They'd have to be judged by her to bring
yeah.
them.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, and that could be like the PSA, because the PSA, you can't necessarily, like there's a huge liability issue for mentioning artists who are... It's a huge gray area.
Is more about promoting PSA.
Right.
So I'm okay with this idea, if you guys are, that it's not just, it could be, because we're about not just individual artists, but community.
Well, that'd be like doing a central
takes.
School. But
yeah,
you
could, yeah.
But I mean, we kind of need more of them than that.
And the money's being raised for?
Half of it goes to the artist and half of it goes to the BAC.
So if PSA sells something, PSA gets money,
yeah.
and then we get the other half.
I love it.
If Central School sells something, Central School, as a slot, if people donate, if artists in the Central School want to donate to Central School.
I tell you, there's $10. I've got a $10 table in the gallery and out the door.
That sounds great. All right. The only thing that I skipped on this, okay, so we're done with that agenda item for now.
Mm-hmm.
I skipped talking about the art auction.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, there are only four of us. So I would like to wait until next time to discuss. I know it's getting late in the time of calendar dates, but I know that we're all a little tired that tonight, and let's put that the first thing on our agenda next
time. We're gonna have two new people. We're gonna have callers.
I want to wait and see who we get before I talk about it. Otherwise, it's gonna be crazy for us.
Whenever's coming in.
Okay. All right, and we're gonna let Nina go to bed.
Yeah, thank you.
Nina.
Thank
you so much, Nina.
We need to adjourn. Motion.
I move to adjourn this meeting.
I second that. Yes.
Yeah.
All eyes.
Anymore or something.
Eyes.
We're just letting you talk out of turn.